that motion.
A second.
All in favor. We're here to discuss a proposal that has been presented to the commission, and I'll open this up for discussion. Would you like to make any comments?
Sure. Sure, Gary. Appreciate that. I guess my name's Alan Pullum. I know a few of you. I don't believe I've met you yet, Karen. I guess mainly what I'm here for this morning is to basically declare my interest in the building lot in plot 6, lot 3, I guess it would be more appropriate, in Dutch John. Just mostly to declare my interest. I did present an unofficial letter of interest, and I know a more appropriate way of proposing is to submit a more official real estate proposal for purchase. But I wrote just a fast little note and passed it on to Vicki. I don't know if she was able to give that to the commission, but I've lived on that lot for a few years in government housing, the Forest Service housing there, and now that it's that we've removed those residents and it's vacant, I'm interested in it. I've looked at the and familiar with the Dutch John development plan, and I've looked at a couple of the the plat comparisons and property values, and so I'm here basically, I guess, to get direction from the commission as to what you'd like me to proceed, possibly.
And I'll just start. I'm sure everybody's going to have a comment. What was the appraised value of those lots, Brian?
Well, that's the not appraised, but the
assessed value.
Leases, the assessed, that's the assessed value.
That's what this is the assessed value? Okay. And so the lots previously that we've sold up there have sold for the assessed value. Except for there was the one lot we sold to Ron Mangum on an incentive. Yeah,
because it's still, he's got 10 years to live in that, or he has to pay back the difference.
Right.
So.
Is that the home that's being built right now, Ron's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was able to apply for that incentive. I'm familiar with the incentive program a little bit. I don't know if I could qualified, but I'd be interested in looking at that.
Well, it might be worth your while to get with Brian and look at that then.
Yeah.
Because it's what we're looking at, Al, is the previous lot, lot number 24, is the same size as that, was 0.358 acres, sold for $31,800.
Right.
You got a copy of that.
I see that. Yeah. I was wondering about that lot price and how recent or current this assessment was.
So I'm gonna speak on behalf of myself only, that I would be looking more at a figure like that than what the offer was.
So maybe then
that makes it worthwhile for you to get with Brian and look at this incentive.
Mm. So the county or the commission would be looking at this.
Well, let's hear from the rest of the commissioners what they think, not just me.
I think just because I agree with Jerry, just from what we've been getting from the two lots we've sold since I became a commissioner, yeah, I'd be looking more at a matching price, because we have gotten, for lot one, we got the $36,400, and for lot two, we got the $33,200, or are getting the $33,200, so.
Well, just to give you an idea where I came up with that figure was the lot three, and this probably doesn't pertain any longer. In 2010, I talked with the purchaser of that, and he expressed that he and he may have bought that from a private owner, but he picked it up, and that's a little less than the square footage of lot 3 up on block 6. This is lot 3 on block 5. He had expressed he got that for around 25. My biggest concern about, and the 31 I would expect for the 0.358 of an acre. Lot 24 is all buildable ground. It's relatively level and flat. There's no grades that need to be worked with, whereas lot 3 up on the top there off of South Boulevard has quite a grade, and you lose a little bit of that buildable footage because of the loss of the grade. But I can see the commission's.
And that 31,800 for lot 24 includes a $1,000 adjustment for the utilities that we put in there and stuff. Applied to every lot up there, those 7 lots that we developed.
Okay.
That $1,000, so that is included in that. So the lot actually sold for $30,800, and we added that $1,000 adjustment. For the work, the monies the county expended to remove the poles and do everything we had to do up there.
To reimburse the $1,000 of development. Okay. Well, that's basically where I need to
turn. What are your thoughts? I mean, you live over there. You know that lot as well as anybody.
Well, I think that the public, when we went out there to try to sell these lots, the public over there came out and said, we need to sell them for what they're valued or assessed at. And I think we need to be held to that. And this is the value that they are, and this is the value of selling that.
Did the lot number 20, the one that just was recently built on, I believe, or no, it may have been 23, excuse me.
Aoki's?
Is that the owner's name? Mm-hmm. So it's sold for the...
Full price plus the 1,000.
So that full price, and that was 23...
Yeah, I think it's
0.32.
I would have to go back through the file to make sure that that was true. But in my mind, Al, that's what stands out.
That's what we were asking,
and that's
purchasing.
And I don't think we negotiated down on that at all. That I'm aware of. So.
Okay. Well, that's where I needed to start at, is to declare my interest and get an idea of where the commission and.
And you just write out a check for that, and we'll give you a title saying that.
Yeah, right. I wish.
We're anxious to sell, Al.
That's good to know. I do want to declare that I'm very interested. I'm just going to have to go back and reevaluate. I've talked with a local contractor. He's a contractor from the basin, a general contractor, I'll serve. And some of the figures I was dealing with were if the lot I could purchase was closer to 25 to 27. So I just need to go back and reevaluate the financial
I suggest you get with Brian.
Well, and I can do that. And I
may have something that will help you get to the what you need to get to with that to make it all workable.
Well, and I've read through the incentive criteria, and I'm not sure I could qualify for the highest incentive amount, but maybe Brian and I could get together and I could fill out that incentive application. I was thinking of putting a stick-built home on it, but then if the price that I negotiate is the appraised value that I'm evaluate my financial, but I do have the research, and I'm very interested. I've got several years of employment left there, and it would be to my advantage to have a permanent residence. That would make it more convenient for my
Well, company. And we'd love to see it. We'd love to be collecting taxes from you.
I bet you would. and utility costs. That's the concern I've got.
Okay. Okay, well,
so
thanks.
As long as you're aware, I'm interested, and I will declare my interest. Maybe I can get in touch with you, Brian, and we can
talk.
Yeah, so we'll consider this as we're in negotiations.
I appreciate that.
And if something else comes up, you'll be the first to know.
That's great. If there's other offers and so forth, there's no binding commitments here, but I'll look at the figures on this lot 24. That's the commission's opinion of that.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks,
Thank
Al.
You for your time. Yeah, if you've got a minute, Brian, I can. Appreciate your time. Thank
yep.
You.
Is there any other business coming before the commission? If not, this meeting's adjourned. I have a